Blog Talk Radio.
The Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
And on Wednesday, I listen to GQ Palace Radio with the Diva Squad.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Shay. And I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesdays, talking about our love thing. Shout out to the GQ Palace. It's Buddy Baby.
Buddy Baby. It's Buddy Baby. Baby, baby.
Hey, it's Selena. If you haven't heard, the best place to be is chilling with the Diva Squad. Palace Radio. Love Fantasy. It's Buddy Baby.
The Diva Squad. Squad. Squad.
I listen to the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio.
Dons and Divas, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another episode of GQ Palace, Love Fantasy. I am one of your hosts, Storm, and with me I have my fellow divas. Divas, you're in the building?
Oh, yes. Ray Queen is in the building. Good evening.
Good evening, good evening. Miss Movetta will be joining us in a few, but welcome back to DC Palace Love Fantasy. This is an adult show. We're here every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. You do have to press 1 to go on the air, just to be able to kick it with us and give us your feedback on the topics that we're having, or to mention a topic that you might want to talk about. With that being said, Ray Queen, how you been? How's your week?
My week is going well, despite the fact that I fell Sunday and messed up my knee.
Ooh.
Yeah, but it's not stopping me.
Does it snow or
not
something?
Not stopping
or?
At all. You know what? All right, I'm going to be
Did
honest.
Did you get snow?
Really quick. No, no snow. No, no snow. It was raining really hard. We had rain. But, let me tell you, people, do not, and I repeat, do not be looking at your phone and trying to walk where you have no business walking and not looking, i.e. on the sidewalk pavement, because the pavement might be uneven. If you're not watching where you're going, 9 times out of 10, down you're going to go.
Oh, sorry. I don't mean to laugh, but so you're one of those people that can't like chew gum and walk at the same time, type person.
Oh my! Listen. The more wiser I get, I don't want to say the older I get because I still feel like I'm moving backwards in age, but in my head. But the old, you know, the older people get. The multitasking doesn't get any easier. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
so,
that's what you're blaming it on. Oh. I hope y'all hear these excuses that Ray Queen is trying to say. Y'all got to hear this. Uh-oh.
Imagine laid out in a mud puddle.
Wow.
Mud all over me, my knee scraped up, but hey, I'm a G, so I gotta do what I gotta do and work through it. Yeah, but I'm good. I'm great.
Okay, we're happy you're okay. We are happy you're okay.
My work week
has been great thus far. I'm happy it's hump day. I wish I could say the week is over, but it's not. You know, gotta keep pushing. Keep grinding, don't stop, you know what it is. So tonight we will have a very interesting show. The number to call is 319-527-6761. You have to press 1 to go on the air. I'm just going to jump right into it and give our topic for this evening. Okay? So the one thing different that we are going to start doing is every time there's a caller, we're going to give them a topic of the evening, okay? So this way everyone knows what the topic is, you know, because sometimes when we start talking, we go on and on and on about different things. So we are going to be giving you the topic when you call into the show. So tonight's topic is, what is the role of a man? That's the topic for this evening. So, ladies, gentlemen, there's no right or wrong answer, okay? We just want you to tell us, what is that role? What is the role of a man in general? Point blank, period. For us, of course, we could say what we think that role is, but really only a man can tell us what the role of a man is. So that's our topic. Phone lines are open. like I said, press 1 to go on the air. But real quick, let's just say happy birthday to all the birthdays in the month of March. Happy birthday to everyone in the month of March. Does that sound familiar to you, Rosaline?
I am accepting gifts and donations the whole month. However, my birthday is on the 30th of March, and yes, I am celebrating the whole month of March. Again, I am accepting gifts, smiles, hugs, kisses, donations, all of that through the whole month of March. So thank you. Aries Nation, baby.
Hello. Hey, as you hear Ray Queen yelling, Aries Nation, baby.
Yeah.
How you doing, Miss Lobetta?
I'm good. I'm kind of excited. I'm a little anxious to continue our show from last week.
That's right.
The Diva Squad is in the building. And, you know.
We just gave a shout out to all the birthdays in the month of March. I gave the topic for this evening, and I explained to the callers that each person that calls in, we will be telling them what the topic of this evening is. So tonight's topic is, what is the role of a man? And we're asking all our dons to call in to give us the role of a man, period.
Right.
So Rachel was yelling, Aries Nation or something she was yelling. I don't even know. She was yelling. I don't even know what she's yelling.
Before we go forward, I just want to state this as a disclaimer. Because, first of all, we deal with opinions over here. Everybody's entitled to their own opinions. Everybody has different experiences. Everybody has been, you know, been through different instances. You know, the reason that this topic was brought up is because we are living in a very sexist world, number one. Number two, there's a lot of things that, you know, are misconstrued. You know, people were, you know, living a certain type of way that was kind of in reverse. You know, we receive a lot of mail and questions and things over here at GQ Palace. They send us all kind of emails and messages and things like that, and they ask us to bring these topics forward. So we don't want anybody to think that you are being personally attacked. Now, if the shoe fits, tie it up, lace it up, wrap it up.
Wear that shoe very well, like a stumbling boot.
But at the end of the day, we just try to get some kind of understanding over here. We just need everybody to be on a clear understanding of what things are, not just this topic, but any other topic that we speak of. But we want y'all to chop it up. We want to hear those differences. We want to hear, you know, the difference of opinion, you know, because what you have might help somebody else, you know, or what we have can help you. So that's what that is, you know, over here. So, but we enjoy, you know, having y'all over here, you know. Without y'all, it ain't no us. So let's get this thing popping, you heard?
That's right. But respect the host. The host.
Respectfully.
Respect the host of the show when we shut it down. Period. So, Miss Mobetta, how you been, though?
I've been okay. I can't complain. I can, but I won't. You know, I won't complain.
Okay.
You know, life is what it is right now. You know what I'm saying? The plain hand that I was dealt. So, but I can't complain. We good. Everybody's above ground right now. You know, some people didn't make it today. So, you know, we're good. You know,
Speaking of which,
good,
that
good,
might
good.
Be a little sad. Yeah, speaking of which, I'd like to make an announcement. Definitely, big shout out and big love and hugs go out to the LeMay family. We lost two great members over the course of the past 24 hours. Yeah, one of my cousins has lost her battle with breast cancer, and we want to, you know, just send big hugs and shout outs to the family. And my other cousin lost her husband to a long-time illness. So big shout out to the whole LeMay family. My mother, I want to say I love you. Mom just had surgery yesterday, removing a large mass from her back and is in recovery now. So prayers go out to the family. Prayers go out to the family.
Definitely. Prayers and condolences,
and
you know.
Thanks. Yes. And it's my birthday month. My birthday month. Again, I am accepting gifts and donations and hugs and all that stuff all month. So.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
But real quick, real quick, I just want to share with Miss Lombetta how Ray Queen fell on Sunday, and she's trying to say that, you know, you can't really, like, walk and chew gum at the same time because the sidewalk might be uneven.
I was listening to that part. I was listening. Lord have mercy.
Excuses.
You already know.
So I had to have it.
My knee is about four times the size.
Yeah, but we don't heal like we used to either. You know, like it takes us a lot longer to heal and stuff now. You know.
That part.
I just got a message to actually, they want to hear what the topic is again. So I don't mind that. The topic tonight is a continuation from last week's show, and it is define the role of a man. What does that mean? What does that actually mean? And these are questions coming from women. You know, again, I don't want anybody to get a little confused. Because we are in mid conversation, there's a lot of things that come up in those conversations that is not the actual topic. So, the topic is what is the role of a man? We don't want to appear biased, so we need men to actually answer that question. You know, not those who identify as a man, because you know we're dealing with a lot of pronouns now: them, they, their, whatever. You know. We need a biological man.
Well, you know, the people in the LGBTQ community, you know, respect and love, respect and love to you, respect and love to you. It's just the person that, you know, the person that sent this topic in, you know, that's the way it was put together. But respect and love to all the LGBTQ community.
Absolutely, respectfully.
Here at GQ Palace, nothing but love for you. But our lines are lit up. You do have to press the number 1 to go on the air to give your feedback to the topic. So callers that are there, press the line 1. Where's our Don's at? You know, Don's, press that 1. What is your role?
Let us know. Just a little recap, Storm, if you don't mind. You know, from last week's show. You know how we were, like, in mid-conversation of how certain people were raised? You know, I spoke to a friend, which is a male friend, and, you know, we were speaking about that, and he stated a woman can actually raise a man. You understand what I'm saying? So and if you're listening, I would like for you to chime in so you can give some insight on what that conversation was. Because, you know, like I said, there's cultural differences, there's environmental differences, there's so many differences, you know, when it comes to what type of person you are.
Right.
What type of person you are. I want y'all to hear that good when I say that person you are.
Mm-hmm.
But our topic is the role of a man. So I just want to be clear.
I'm
going to
tell you.
I just want to be clear. That's
right, right. I know a few men that were raised by women, and
right.
They ended up pretty good. You know, I mean, I think that is a position that sometimes as women, you know, of course you never ask for that situation to be put in by yourself being like a single mom or a single parent, you know, but I feel like put into a situation where you have to, you don't have a choice, you know?
Right.
You don't have a choice when you're in that situation.
Right.
It's not what you... I'm sure it's not the plan, you know, it's not what
right.
you thought was going to happen. But reality is sometimes when you're in that situation, you don't have a choice but to do it. So definitely respect
right.
to the women who have done it, you know what I'm saying? And
right.
continue
right.
to do it, who have raised, you know, some outstanding men, you know,
absolutely.
Outstanding citizens, you know, shout out to them because they're definitely doing the thing. You know, it's a hard job being a parent alone. But to be, you know, a parent of a male, you know, that's a hard job. So shout out to them
tough.
For holding it down.
It's tough. And like you said, certain things like that, it can either make or break you. You know what I'm saying? Like, listen,
mm-hmm.
all right, even if you didn't have that male figure in your circle or in your, you know, in your life or whatever, that doesn't mean
mm-hmm.
that doesn't negate the fact that you can't grow up and be that outstanding father or husband or
right.
whatever the
right.
or whatever the situation is. You know, you like listen. I know there was a lack because you see it outside of you. You know what I mean? You see people
right,
like
right.
you see kids coming to school with their fathers or different things like that. Like listen, if I grow up to have children, mine are not gonna go through that. Mine not gonna go through that. I'm gonna do what I have to do for mine. You know, but
mm-hmm.
like I said, some people don't turn out that way. You know, that goes to the individual. So folks, you are on live with the Diva Squad. That number is 319-527-6761 for our internet users. You have to press 1 in order to go on live. To leave a comment or have a question or anything. And if you have a topic that you would like, you know, for us to display on the show, you can send us an inbox on all social media platforms. GQ Palace Radio, there's Lavina Storm Polite, Archibald, excuse me. There's Rachel Harper, and there's myself, Angie R. Morvetta. Y'all see us on there, send us an inbox, or you can send an email directly to the show, which is GEEQUE002@gmail.com. So, we do that. We're not here to expose anybody or anything like that. We're not here to blow you up. You could call
yeah.
in anonymously, give a whole different name. We wouldn't know one way or the other. So
real quick.
Again.
Yep,
go ahead.
Real quick. Sorry, we do have a caller. Caller, are you there?
Yes. How are you doing?
Please welcome.
Yes. How are you ladies doing today?
We're
doing pretty
well.
Good.
Welcome.
Great.
Happy Wednesday.
Excellent. Yeah, this is Unc, and you know, it's nice to hear that y'all have a great topic tonight, you know. But, you know, most men today, you know, and even of yesterday, they, most men really haven't learned how to be men yet. You know what I'm saying? They're still dealing with the street, you know. So, you know, a real man is going to be able to take care of his home, to be able to keep his household and his wife and his family up in prayer and, you know, take care of the things that they need to take care of. It's not about the street, but most men feel like it's about the street, but it's really not about the street, you know. And it's really not about, you know, having sex or anything to that effect, but it's about being able to take care of your home, your household, making sure that your bills are paid, making sure that your wife is tight or your girl or whoever you're dealing with, you know. And, you know, just taking care of your business, going to work each and every day, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, making sure that your household is tight, you know.
Look at you. Okay, so, Unc, I hear you.
You heard him.
I hear you, Unc.
You know, and that's coming from a man. That's coming from a man.
Let him know.
I'm talking about his business. But now it's refreshing because sometimes it does take a man to speak to another man. You know, I mean, women can also communicate it with men too, but a lot of times they feeling like, oh, you can't tell me how to be a man. I've had this conversation personally. You can't tell me how to be a man. You know, and that's why the question was raised. Like, okay, so what is the role of a man? What does it mean to you, you know, to be a man? You know, so we just need to have that clear understanding because, like we speak all the time, identity is major. It's major on identity. You know, a lot of our problems that we're having now is because people lack identity. They're so much worried about image. You're worried more about image than identity. Those are two different things.
Right.
And image is all about vanity and how you appear on the outside and what brand you can build. But who are you as a solid person? What is your character like? Because that don't have anything to do with your image.
Yeah, but I do like
I mean, you know, definitely. But most men feel like, you know what I'm saying, they have to have an image, that they have to be like a man. But it doesn't have nothing to do with being a man. You know what I'm saying? That a man has to be, you know, he has to speak up, or he has to be the boss, or he has to be, you know what I'm saying? It's always an equal partnership, you know what I'm saying, that you got to have, you know what I'm saying, with your partner to the point to where, you know what I'm saying, it's not about right or wrong, but it's about understanding who they are and who you are and how to build a relationship with one another to the point to where you can grow, prosper, and move forward, you know what I'm saying, for the glory of God. You know what I'm saying? To help one another, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, where I'm strong, you know what I'm saying? And where I'm weak, you got to be strong. Where you're weak, you know what I'm saying? I got to be strong. So, you know, vice versa.
Absolutely.
We got to help one another, you know what I'm saying, in order to prosper, you know?
Mm-hmm. Look at that. All right,
All right, baby.
Clap for
talk to you all tomorrow.
All right, Let him know. And
no,
that's a
we
man to a man.
That.
Pay
we
attention, man.
Absolutely. You know, right in the building. Right in the building.
Yes, I have a question. Does anyone agree with me that, I was thinking maybe it depends on what millennium you're from, like Generation X or Millennium Babies, or you know, the different the different, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the different,
like,
generations.
I grew up,
yeah.
I was born in the 70s. Yes, I was born in the 70s. My kids were born, you know, my daughter was born in 2000, my son 93, my mother whatever year, you know what I'm saying? I think that plays a part in, because remember the saying used to go, it takes a village to raise a family, you know? So age category, what? She's always laughing at me. Storm is always laughing at me. Certain age categories, I think, play a factor in raising kids. But when it comes to raising a male...
But see, the question isn't about raising a male, though. The question is, what is their role of a man? So, I mean, that's just the role in general. I mean, you could be from 1950, 1947, 2000. You know, you could be from whatever age you want to be from, but what's the role? But real quick, let's just bring on another caller.
Hey.
Okay. Caller,
hello.
Hold on 1 second. Hey, how are you?
Good. It's Janine. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
I'm good. So I'm wondering, I'm hoping that Unc is still on the line. Is he still on the line?
Yeah, I'm still on the line.
Okay, good. I had a question because I heard your response. I loved your response. I think we all got goosebumps when you said what you said. Look, I think a little chill ran up each and every one of our spines when you said what you said. But my question is, that's the correct way things should be. And when we're speaking about life and things and the order of God, that's how God ordained it, right? That the man would be the head of the household and that the wife would be his helpmeet. So when you have a situation where a man hasn't learned to be a man and it's getting to the point where obviously he's never going to learn to be a man, you're operating outside of the order of God if the woman is acting as the head of the household.
That's true.
Am I right?
What?
And that's happened more and more. You know what? It's happening more and more and more where women are being ahead of their household, even with a man in the house.
Right. I agree. No, that's a fact.
Lots of times, it takes a little patience, you know, with certain men. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes, and that's where the glory of God comes in at, and that's where putting people in your circle that can not be a mentor, but, you know, plant seeds, you know what I'm saying? Because the God kind of seed is going to get the right kind of result, you know, out of certain men. But there are certain men that just want to be street because lots of times that makes them feel like a man because they feel like, you know, if I'm street, then I'm a man, you know what I'm saying? That's just the way that they have been brought up,
mm-hmm.
you know. And, you know, sometimes, you know, from that perspective, lots of times they need to understand that a woman can sometimes just got to be a little bit sensitive and a little bit more patient, you know, because mm-hmm. there's something that just don't get it right away. We have to continue to plant seeds. We got to continue to love. We got to continue to nurture, you know what I'm saying, and let them know exactly mm-hmm. what we want, you know what I'm saying. Now, I'm not a woman, but you have to let them know what you want, you know what I'm saying, and what you're looking for, you know, and that you love them, you know, support them, and that you love them and give them that understanding because sometimes they just don't get it just by, you know, let me share from this perspective. Sometimes, you know, when you speak, your voice has to be in a tone because sometimes men, when it's not a certain tone that they can listen to, they're not going to hear you. But it has to be in that tone that is soft, that is sensuous, you know, to the point to where now when you're talking, they can listen to you. But when they feel that tone that has a sense of criticism or a sense of anger or something like that, then everything that you're saying goes right out the window.
Wow. Mm. Now that is very interesting. That's very interesting though. Because
it has to be
that.
No,
what I was going to say is that's very interesting to me because when you have a very strong personality and you're, let's just say, in like a heated conversation, I could speak for myself. I know me in general, when the conversation's heated and I'm with my spouse, I'm like, I shouldn't have to watch what I say. You my spouse. You're supposed to understand what I'm saying. Let me say it how I want to say it. And you know that I don't mean anything, you know, any malicious intent by it. But I always said, like, oh, I shouldn't have to sugarcoat what I say, you know. But that with him saying that, that does make me look at it in a different way, because when I think back about different conversations and my tone of which, that tongue is very powerful, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tongue is very powerful. And when we get into defense mode, we'll shut it down in a minute.
With your quickness.
Not really thinking how the other person feels. That's my opinion.
Well, it definitely takes patience, and it also takes discernment, because a lot of times you'll be so focused, like, okay, like you were just saying, you know, your delivery, but even sometimes if you're delivering it to where, like, all right, I'm not yelling, I talk strong, but I'm not yelling, and I'm trying to explain, but then frustration kicks in. It's frustration there because, like, we're not understanding each other. That's why I stress it all the time. Communication is important, but also comprehension. But you have to be in a position to where you say, I'm not really understanding what you're saying. You have to be in that position. You have to, you know, be big enough to say that. Like, I'm not understanding what you're saying. You know, then you can try to redirect your what you're saying. Then I have to readjust or change some words or whatever the case may be. You know, so comprehension is just as important as communication. Those things go hand in hand. That's right. I stress it all the time.
Word.
You know.
But
word.
But what would my first question for Unc? Sorry, Unc, for the questions for you, but. What would you say when you're for the women when they are dealing with a man with an A personality who thinks he's 100% right all the time? What should that approach be?
Those type of men, they have a personality that's kind of strong to the point to where they grew up with a father or a mother or in a household that, you know, didn't do much listening, but a lot of dictating, you know.
Oh,
so
okay,
it's
okay.
Difficult because that's the way that they've been bred.
Mm-hmm.
So the only thing that can change that is the love of God and, you know, and the love for the person that they are with. Because that person that they are with has to be able to let them know that, listen, things sometimes that come out of your mouth, it hurts. And, you know, I think that if you love me the way that you say that you love me, you know, I don't think that you should say those type of things. And I think that, you know, see, sometimes we have to say what we mean, but we don't say it mean, you know.
And, oh,
you know,
okay, okay. Good point.
You know, men are very, you know, sometimes complex sometimes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They, you know, you know, they like their hip, you know what I'm saying? They like a sausage sandwich every now and then, you know. But when you're doing those things and you say to yourself, well, he's still not loving me or caring for me or speaking to me the way that I really want to be spoken to, you know. But it's the way that he's been taught because of the way that he's been bred, you know. And that's kind of difficult to change when somebody's been bred that way.
Well, yeah, I understand that part too. You know what? But a lot of it, I might get shot at for saying this, and not literally, folks. But ego plays a part in a lot of it. You know.
Oh, absolutely.
So you keep trying to have patience. You keep trying different things. You keep trying a lot of things, and then the ego kicks in. Like, well, this is where it comes in. I'm a man. This ain't gonna happen because I'm a man. You understand what I'm saying? If that made sense to you, I'm a man, so this
it
ain't gonna happen.
It made sense to me.
You know what I'm saying? And so
but a man isn't a man just because
point,
he says it.
Right.
Oh,
right.
Preach to the choir.
Not every male
could be my next point. Just because you say
not
you're a man doesn't
a
make
man.
You one. Right.
Just
because you say that. And for women,
not,
too,
I
don't want y'all to take your advice because there's women like that, too. You know, you have that the quote-unquote alpha woman or whatever. Not all women are women
mm-hmm.
either. So we don't.
Right,
is about the male right. This is about the male right now.
This is about the male tonight, though.
This is about the male tonight. So. We'll come up with us next time. But, you know, ego plays a part in it. Like, because then now everybody wants to be right. You know, and...
It took me a minute to become a man. To understand what a woman was all about and what they needed. It took me a minute because God says in his word, he talks about, he says that, you know, my word accomplished what I send it forth out to do. And it never returns to me void. So when I speak to somebody, I speak to them in a way that when I speak to them in love, so that what I want to return to me is love. So when somebody receives me crazy,
point.
And they get back crazy, they you know, that's what you spoke. So that's what you're gonna get back. You know what I'm saying? My words accomplish what I send it forth out to do, and it never returns to me void. So whatever you want to return to you, that's what you gotta speak.
Absolutely.
Right.
Now that's a good point
that
right there. That is a good point.
No, it is. It is, and that, I guess that goes, you know. But I'm into reciprocation. Whatever spirit you're giving out, whatever energy you're giving, that's what you're going to get back. You already know. For those who don't know, we are spiritual beings. So I believe that a lot of people don't know what kind of spirits they carry with them. They don't realize that. They don't realize, like, dang, I have a, you know. So it's like. For instance, I have, you know, some people that come around, and then every time you come around, something bad happens. It's that spirit in you. It's something in your spirit that just causes detriment every time you come around, you know. But you also, it's all really about knowing thyself. You have to know who you are. There's that identity again, knowing who you are. You know, and not being afraid to ask God for the discernment. You know what he has to show you. It took me a while, too, to know who I am. So now that I really know who I am and what I'm worth, it's difficult for a lot of people to deal with me because the naive end would let any and everything fly.
Right.
I'm not in that position anymore.
Oh, preach it, sister.
I'm in a new season now. I'm in a new season.
Preach
so,
it. But people can't handle that new season.
It takes me.
But guess what? People can't handle that season. And that's what people have to understand is the old person might tolerate different things. But the new person knows their value and their worth. And they're not going to tolerate the things that made them unhappy before. It's that growth season. And some people don't understand that growth doesn't have anything to do with financially. That growth is spiritually.
Right.
To me, it's the growth storm.
Right.
That's what
no,
I believe
right.
it is. So if it's spiritually and you're on a spiritual war path, then guess what? You're on that growth spiritually that you're working on from inside and out. And you pray to God and you've asked God to continue to order those steps and show you the path and lead you in that direction of where you need to be. Some people can't understand that. And I don't know if they don't understand it because they're not walking that way or they don't understand it because of their ego or really why I can't really speak why people don't understand it. But you have people that don't understand that growth that people go through. Like it's like a growth spurt. You know, when you're young, you have a growth spurt.
Right.
You know, where you reach that maturity and now you're growing. I believe as adults, we still have that growth. Where there's nothing wrong
the
with us, you know what I'm saying? But people just don't get it. People don't get it.
The mercy is new every day. It's made new.
Because it's hard for them to see. It's hard for them to see it. It's hard for them to see sometimes. You know what I'm saying? What other people see on the outside. You know, It's just very hard for them to see. Why? Because they're so wrapped up in themselves that it's hard for them to see other people see in themselves. It's very hard for them to
That's
see.
True.
And sometimes it takes a
That's
while
true.
For them to be on the outside looking in. They're always on, you know, it's hard. Hard.
It's definitely hard, and especially nowadays, it's a lot more hard because you have so many outside entities. Now, me and my mom, may she rest in peace, she used to talk about this all the time before cell phones and stuff became so big and in high demand. When you used to have an argument at home and, you know, with your loved one or whoever, you know, you leave, go to work, go to school, whatever you're going to do. A lot of that died down by the time you reached home because you didn't have cell phones where you were texting 24/7 or you was on social media just stalking the page or doing, you know, different things like that. So when Ray Queen was speaking earlier about different generations, different timings and all of that stuff, a lot of that stuff plays a part also, you know, those like, you don't have the time now that you used to have to put your thoughts together, go clear your head, or you know speak
right,
to somebody
right.
in between or whatever. Because you have so many outside entities, you have so many other things playing a part that's blocking your healing.
Yeah.
It's like preach it, sister.
Talked about. It's like the caller who talked about. You know, their husband stepping up and being that man that they really. Some men are afraid to step out there because they're afraid that if they step out there, that they're going to get hurt. They've been hurt so much in their life that and that they're afraid to step out there. If they step out there and step up and be that person that the person that they're with is going to crush them. So they don't want to take the lead. Because if they take the lead and, you know, and plus they have that ego. Because if I take the lead and something's wrong, I don't want you to say you wrong, you know.
Right.
So they don't want to take the lead. You know what I'm saying? It's hard for them to take the lead because they don't want to be crushed or they don't want to be, you know what I'm saying, put down or made to feel like, you know what I'm saying, they were wrong. You know what I'm saying? They don't put themselves out there. They just don't put themselves out there.
Right, but if in that statement alone, though, if you don't really want to take the lead because of the different situations or whatever your reason may be, then you got to step aside. You know, you got to step aside and let that woman continue to do what she got to do then. Just my opinion. You know what I'm saying? Like, no one says that if someone else takes the lead, that, oh, they're taking over. But if you're
that's
afraid to do
than,
so
right.
for whatever reason, then you could step aside and let's do this together. But if no one takes the lead, then we're going to be stagnant. We're not going nowhere. How's that supposed to work?
It
doesn't work. It doesn't work, especially if you're not if
gotta
you're
be equal
together.
Equal yoke.
You know what I'm saying? It does, right, because it means that you're unequally yoked.
This is where the adult in you is supposed to come in. Like, listen, I can't handle the position that I claim to be in. I'm going to step aside. I'm going to release that. Because just because people say they love you to each other doesn't mean that they are meant to be together.
Word.
You have to get
people don't know
this
what love is.
Saying the discernment and love language.
Ooh.
Right. It's the discernment
good
and
point,
your love
though.
Language. Like, listen, all
good
right,
point.
I can't handle this. I can't take care of him. I can't take care of her. I'm going to have to step out of the way.
Most of the time, love is what has done for me lately. You know, I need sex.
Right.
How much money can you give me? You know, I need this.
Like
I
the
need
barter
that.
System. It's a barter system. That's the truth.
Wow.
Yep, it's like the bar system. This is deep.
But I'm definitely gonna say, I mean, I don't know about for you ladies, but I definitely feel enlightened. I feel like I've learned things, you know, that can help me in my life, you know, and that as I, you know, walk and I speak to other people, definitely, you know, heard some words of wisdom.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Have to learn when and where and how. Like, okay, all right, check your tone in. And we have to talk to ourselves. You know what I'm saying? You have to check yourself simply because, number one, we can't control what anybody else does. We don't have power. We don't hold the power to control what anybody else does. We can only control ourselves. We can only control what we do, and, you know, and we struggle with that. We need God's help for that. We can't do this on our own. We cannot do it.
Right.
Other than that, guess what? It's going to be nothing but chaos. And where there's confusion, God ain't there. God is not in confusion. He's not the author of confusion. He don't do those. That's us. So you got to check yourself. You just don't know. I'm checking myself all the time, y'all. I do.
Yeah.
I have to.
But when you love somebody, you got to die daily. You got to die daily to it. And you know,
that's
because sometimes they have idiosyncrasies and things that got going on in their lives that cause, you know, a lot of, you know, situations and circumstances to take place. But, you know, when there's true love, you got to die daily, you know what I'm saying, in spite of what the situation that they're going through. Because if not, it's going to piss you off and you're going to be angry every day.
You better know it.
You better know it.
Now that's okay. And not only that, we have to be willing to learn. We have to be willing to open ourselves up to learn. All right, if I want to be in this position, like I can't walk in a job wanting to be the CEO of a company that I ain't never worked for. Like, you know what I'm saying? To get to that, I'm going to have to learn to get to that position.
Right. Or being a CEO to something that you know nothing about. Like,
that
you
have
research?
No experience.
Do you know anything about
it?
Like, you have to, you know.
Go ahead, girl. Right. Okay. You have no
experience. When you have a company of a marriage or a relationship, or a significant other, you have to know, like you ladies said, you have to know that company. You have to know your person. You have to know what his idiosyncrasies are. You have to know what his size is, you know, what his favorite color is, you know what I'm saying, what he does. So when you know him, now it's not a trigger. It's not a trigger anymore. It's not a trigger anymore.
Right.
When you know that individual, because when you pre-see, now you're not DC.
Period.
Wow. Yes, indeed.
Period. All right, y'all. So it's about 8:53.
But real quick, before we go off, and this is as a courtesy because I'm dropped for the gym tonight. Unc has a driving school. He runs a driving school, so anybody that needs some driving lessons and stuff, Unc gives those. He gives driving lessons, so anybody need it, real quick. So, if you need it, just hit me up, and then I'll connect you. You know, hit me up, Unc. I don't know if you want to give out your phone number for your business.
Yeah, if he wants to give it out, he can
get it. You need a driving school, you know what I'm saying? We're there when you need us, you know. And it's 516-849-3117, you know. And we teach, you know, procedures and methods. So if you need me, give me a call, 516-849-3117. Thank you.
That's what's up.
Yep.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us.
Yeah. Thanks again for joining us.
All right. So we can
all
give our final thoughts.
Thanks for the insight. Yes.
That's right. We can all give our final thoughts by 8:54. around, give our final thought on the topic this evening, ladies and gentlemen?
We'll go with Janine. Janine, is Janine still in the building?
Okay, well, I'm so happy to have been a part of this evening's discussion. I'm so grateful for Uncle Yancey and saying everything that he said, bringing light and illumination to the situation. And I'm happy and I'm sad at the same time. I'm sad because I feel like a woman who tolerates those behaviors for so long, it becomes almost abuse. You know, you're not being treated the way God designed and designated and desired for you to be treated. So in my eyes, it's sad because it feels like it's abuse now. Not physical, not it's emotional. It's everything but physical. And I think that's the sad part about it for me. But I appreciate the enlightenment. I'm grateful for the talk. And I think it comes down to individuals having to make decisions for themselves instead of, you know, depending on this person becoming a man or being a man or never, ever reaching that goal. So
Right.
Wanted to say I appreciate you all tonight. Thank you.
We appreciate you, too. Thank you.
All righty then.
It was like the man that went to the well, you know what I'm saying? Every time he went to the well, you know what I'm saying, somebody would push him out of the way and he would never get his blessing, you know? But then Christ came, and then Christ said that, you know, listen, you got to pick up your bed and walk. If you really want to get blessed, pick up your bed and walk. Now, I'm not, what I'm saying is that it's important that we have to pick up our bed and walk to the situation to make it happen for ourselves. Sometimes we can't wait on that woman or we can't wait on that man, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes we just got to pick up that bed and we got to walk and make it happen. And then they'll come along for the blessing, and then they'll get the understanding after a while. But sometimes we just got to be patient, but we got to pick up our bed and go ahead and walk and do our thing, get our blessing, and then let them come along. You know what I'm saying? Because we love them, you know what I'm saying? They share in the blessing, but we go ahead and pick up our bed and make it happen.
Wow. All right. Well, thank you for that. Really appreciate it. Thank you very much for that. The Diva Squad's here every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Definitely check us out on another day. We're going to pass the mic to one of the divas. And you,
yes,
Ray Queen.
Yes, Ray Queen is here. Ray Queen is here, yes. I definitely learned a lot. I missed last week's show. Listening to this week's show and even joining in and listening more than I've joined in, I will definitely put toward my future the things that I have learned, and I'm so grateful for the things that I have learned tonight. Let a man be a man or lack thereof. Know yourself to know the difference. Nothing changes if nothing changes. I'm passing on the mic.
That's one thing about Ray. She's guaranteed to give us a laugh. I promise y'all that. I promise y'all she's guaranteed to give us a laugh.
Yes.
It definitely was an enlightening show tonight. This is Long Island's leading lady speaking right now, Miss Mo Better. You know? And it taught me some things. It teach me some things. Now that I was taught, I just have to apply. You know, I'm continuing to pray for discernment because if I don't know the differences, then I'm just going to be rocking with whatever, all willy-nilly. And I've come too far by faith to have that to happen. So,
absolutely.
But I was listening. Appreciate our callers and listeners on tonight. Great show. Y'all continue to rock with us over here at GQ Palace Radio, because we definitely appreciate y'all. And on that, I'm chucking up the deuces.
All right. It's your girl, Storm. I definitely want to say it was a wonderful show. Definitely learned a lot. Definitely taking some knowledge with me that I didn't come here, you know, with this evening. I wish that more Dons would have called in to give their opinion on it as well, though, you know. But I feel like the one Unk that did call, he dropped enough for a lot of people. So I just feel like with that, sorry, you guys, alarm. Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. That is definitely the alarm.
What?
Yeah, girl, yes. The things that we need to wake us up at. And this jacked up phone that's so, like, broken.
Somebody got to get to work.
You know, that's me. That's me. Night shift, baby. Night shift. But the phone is so jacked up that it's so broken that it's just not able to comprehend what to do. So, yeah. So
it won't.
Sorry about that. So, yeah. So, definitely the one Don that did call this evening, I believe, dropped enough on knowledge for the 10, 15 callers that lack thereof. So,
right.
It was a great show, though. It was definitely a great show. Look forward to hanging out with you guys next week, Wednesday, same time, same place. We do have a show on Friday. I believe a DJ thing interview, but I don't have the information as far as who the person is. But I believe they come by way of Miss Mac. So check us out on Friday at 7 p.m. for that. Same phone number, 319-761-6761. So definitely check us out. So with that being said, have a blessed and safe weekend. Look forward to talking to you guys next week. God bless.
You really don't give up. If you wanna go, baby, door. But one thing that you gotta remember is one monkey don't stop no show. If you wanna go, baby, go ahead and walk out the door. But one thing that you gotta remember is one monkey don't stop no show. This train gon' keep on rolling. Oh yeah, and thank God life gon' keep on going. Oh yeah, this train gon' keep on rolling. Oh yeah, and thank God life gon' keep on going.